I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, August 4. Coming up, tourism sector earns record $1.3 billion. Government to enforce emergency evacuation warnings and NSWMA to undertake $7.5 million recycling project. The details after the break.
Let's get together and feel all right at Reggae to Rio Tribute Concert featuring Romaine Virgo, Jem Myers, Judy Moore, Dwayne Stevenson, Garnet Silk Jr., Mystic Revelation and more. Friday, August 5, Independence Village, Randy Williams Entertainment Center at 8 p.m. Come watch the Olympic opening ceremony. Admission adults, 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate. Children under 12, 500. Tickets available at Sangster's Bookstores, Bill Express and jcdcjamaica.com.
Now the news. The Ministry of Tourism is reporting that the sector has earned a record $1.3 billion since the start of the year. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says the country is on course to exceed the 3.7 million tourists who visited the island last year, gaining earnings of $2.5 billion. Since the start of 2016, 2.1 million tourists have visited Jamaica.
And while I tell you that that is just the start, because we intend over the next 5 years to secure 5 million visitors for Jamaica, to earn $5 billion, and to increase our jobs directly from 89,000 to 125,000 people and induce employment.
Minister Bartlett was addressing the 2016 Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in Clarendon recently. The minister is encouraging farmers to increase production to supply the food needs of the industry. He says farmers can obtain loans of up to $25 million at 5% interest over 5 years through the Exim Bank. Brewing company Red Stripe has announced plans to increase its cassava farm from 300 to approximately 1,000 acres by the end of the year. The move forms part of plans to increase the use of cassava as the starch base in its beverages from 5 to 10%. The company is also making preparations to employ 30 additional workers as it resumes beer export to the United States in September. A new multi-packer has already been acquired that will be used to facilitate the production of the beer for the U.S. market.
It is a wonderful project, and I'm looking forward to the day when you achieve the expanded involvement of our Jamaican workers and young farmers in particular to be part of this wonderful experience.
Industry, Commerce and Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda speaking with journalists following a tour of Red Stripe's head offices in Kingston Wednesday. An additional 300 persons are to be employed following the completion of a major upgrade of the local brewery. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will undertake a $7.5 million recycling pilot project in three communities starting this month. Approximately 2,000 households, with some 10,000 persons from Rollington Town in Kingston, Caribbean Estates and Caymanas Country Club Estates in St. Catherine, will participate in the six-month pilot. The waste reduction through waste separation, waste diversion and recycling project aims to reduce the high volume of plastic bottles at the Riverton disposal site. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie is commending the stakeholders while adding that this kind of project is important to protect the environment. The Japanese government, through the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, has provided $6.5 million for the project, with the government of Jamaica, through the NSWMA, contributing the remainder of the funds. It's anticipated that the equivalent of 347 tons of solid waste, or 3.8 million plastic bottles, will be collected during the implementation. And the government is moving to implement aspects of the Disaster Risk Management Act that seek to prosecute persons who refuse to heed evacuation warnings during periods of emergency. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says there are certain regulations that will come into effect shortly.
We have reached a stage now where we can't continue any longer to put the lives of our first respondent at risk because persons continue to disobey the call for evacuation.
Mr. McKenzie was speaking at a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister Wednesday. The recently passed Disaster Risk Management Act has been signed by the Governor General and gazetted. The act seeks to strengthen the country's overall national disaster preparedness, emergency management and response processes and mechanisms through a range of measures. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.